Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Tincher is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is the CEO of Spiderworks, which is a Toronto-based marketing and branding firm, also with offices in New York. He's the co-author of an outstanding book called The 90% Rule, and he is an expert on branding and innovation, and that's why we've invited him here to talk to us about that very topic, how you and I can use innovation to solidify and strengthen our own brands. And he's our new friend, Ken Tincher. Welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me this morning.
Have I pronounced your name correctly?
Ken Tincher. Yeah, we're close.
Okay, I'll take the H out, even especially since it's not there. I probably shouldn't put it in, should I, Ken?
No, so, it's okay. We're close. We're
with good. A name like Blasingame, I try to get other people's names correct. Okay. So, Ken, one of the things we talk about on the show a lot here is innovation and branding. But we're going to let you do something that we haven't done enough of, and that's put the two together.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a natural link. I mean, branding today, it's about relationship building. I think we've long left the stage where it's about your logo or your word mark. It's about the relationship you build with your customers. And really, how do you keep your customers engaged and coming back? Well, today you've got to be introducing new things for them. You know, whether you're a product developer and it's a new flavor, a color, an extension, whether you're in the service or technology business, you know, you go from version 2.0 to 3.0. So that whole notion of bringing them new things, re-engaging your customer, re-delighting your customer, that's the essence of innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So brand is a relationship, and innovation is making sure that relationship doesn't go stale.
For a long time, back in the last previous millennia, you could innovate, and when we think of innovation, we think of something big. We think of a big, bold redirection or reinvention or something, and you could dine out on that for a year, 5 years, maybe 10, maybe even a generation, maybe even multiple generations. You could dine out on one innovation. And so I think a lot of times, a lot of folks, especially if they've got any gray hair, when they think of innovation, they think of it as being something like this, something big and bold. But in order to accomplish what you're talking about, you got to think about innovation more in the granular type of innovation. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, innovation, one, I think it's probably the most misunderstood concept out there because it is always going to that big, bold, or disruptive. But innovation, just about bringing something new to the market, and that can be very simple. And I mean, I was walking through New York a couple of weeks ago, and I saw a sign that Ben and Jerry's had introduced new Greek frozen yogurt. I mean, they jumped on a very obvious social change. I mean, Greek yogurt. It's doubling in sales at the past 3 years at the supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So they were innovative. They brought it into their mix, and they put in flavors like strawberry shortcake and banana peanut butter like only Ben and Jerry's can. And that's very innovative. That's new. That's different. That's you know, bettering the relationship that you have with your customers. So
right.
It can be that easy.
Well, exactly. And so folks, you know, when you're thinking about innovating in your small business, one of the things, Ken, that the small business owners that wears them out is the velocity of change. As I've said many times on the show, change is not different, and nothing's different with change in the last 10,000 years. A computer is just a fancy wheel. The challenge and the frightening and the anxious part of change is the velocity of change. And if you're gonna have to keep up with that kind of pace, you can't come up with a brilliant new idea every other day. You've got to think smaller from an innovation standpoint, don't you?
Well, you have to think smaller, but I think most importantly, you've got to realize that it should be part of your everyday or every month thinking. I mean, you wouldn't have sales meetings once a year. Mm-hmm. And companies, we've gotten into that rut, or many have, of, you know, once a year we have ideation sessions, we have off-sites. And that just doesn't work anymore, because in the new business world, innovation drives marketing, which drives sales.
Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
Folks, this is
going
to be
innovation. The new things that you bring to market, the innovative things, drives marketing, drives what you bring to market, and that drives your sales.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, you've got to have innovation meetings as part of your sales and marketing meetings. As an owner, it's even more granular. You wake up in the morning and you say, what one thing can I do to make my business better today?
Mm-hmm.
And that one thing will start you thinking in a whole new direction. I mean, you know, recently, and I'll tout LinkedIn. I love LinkedIn. Innovation can be processes that you do within your company. And I use LinkedIn now to find potential employees, because, you know, I'm spending under $300 an ad. I'm finding incredibly qualified people, and
mm-hmm.
I'm doing it within, you know, 2, 3, 4 days sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what we do, how we think about our business, how we delight our customers, that's now something.
So what
we do
you're
every day.
What you're saying is, and I know I agree with you, is you need to have an innovation, almost an innovation department or an innovation practice inside your business, so that by the time you roll out this month's innovation, you actually have next month's innovation in the hopper ready to go.
Well, yes, absolutely. I'm saying that, but, you know, in the small business world, and I'm a classic entrepreneur. I started with a proverbial bucket and paddle with both of my companies. The innovation department, it's the owner. It's anybody who's working in the business.
Yeah.
You know, tell them, you know, where you want to go, what you want to do with your business, and ask them to keep their eyes and ears open. What people are doing in other industries,
mm-hmm.
What new flavors they like.
But especially, one thing that you got to have as part of that team is you got to have somebody who's asking the customers what they want.
Oh, absolutely. And a
the
lot
customers
of
customers have got to be part of your innovation team, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. I mean, ultimately, innovation is, again, it's about delighting the customer.
Right.
And a lot of, you know, there's a big difference, and I say to sales teams, selling to your customers is not the same as listening to them.
Right.
So
hold on to that thought,
Ken.
Give us the website, too, before we go, please.
90%rule.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Right back with Ken Tinser. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.